morning. It's Tuesday morning and it's Ness Andrews. And I was brought this word by God on Mothering Sunday, actually, for you. And I was thinking just about the Father's love and all around that, really. And a couple of scriptures that came to me were 1 John 4:16, which reads, "So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him." And another scripture is Isaiah 66, verse 13. "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem." And I was thinking about this word love, and just all that that means in terms of God's love for us and ours for him. And you know, it's easy to say that, isn't it? It's easy to say, well, I know God is love. But there's a difference between saying something and feeling something. And I think particularly in this time at the moment where we can be quite isolated off from our other Christian sisters and brothers, where we can normally congregate together and extend the love towards others with a hug, and a chat or a kiss. We can't do that at this moment in time. And so it begged me to ask the question, when was the last time you heard somebody say they loved you? When was the last time you received a love letter? Well, you don't have to wait much longer because I'm going to read to you a love letter this morning. So bear with me because it's quite long, but listen in and lean in. "You may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered, for you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You are not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I'm not distant and angry, but I'm the complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand, for I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts towards you are as countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul, and I want to show you great and marvellous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. For it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine. For I am the greatest encourager. I am also the father who comforts you in all troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you, as a shepherd carries a lamb. I have carried you close to my heart. One day I will wipe away every tear from your eyes. And I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your father, and I love you even as I love my son Jesus. For in Jesus my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you. And to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my son Jesus, you receive me, and nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home, and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been father, and will always be father. My question is, will you be my child? I'm waiting for you. Love your dad, Almighty God. Well, what a beautiful love letter that is. And I think we all need to hear that every day of our lives, particularly in this time where we feel a bit distant. I hope you have a great day. Go in the knowledge that you are truly loved today and always. Bye.